It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Let's jump right into it. Johnny Manziel re-enrolled at Texas A&M.
Woo, go Johnny Manziel.
What is he doing? I think he just wants to go baseball? Back to college parties.
Hey, like he's got to get the, yeah.
It's the guy who never takes off the Letterman jacket.
I hope this helps him. Maybe he can go to class and get some help or getting back into a routine.
Yeah.
That's a normal routine.
Is he going to be able to work out with Texas A&M's football team?
I don't think he's going to work out with them. I think really he's going back to try to refocus his life. If he's able to do that, good for him. If not, if he's just partying,
it's
if he's just
another
living
sad
the
story.
It's just a really sad story.
Because this guy wasted a lot of potential.
A lot of talent. A lot of potential. All right. NBA Hall of Fame ceremonies were last night. Who will be remembered the best? Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, or Yao Ming?
I say Yao Ming.
You could go, different aspects in this.
Because Yao Ming really kind of ignited a whole country to say, hey, we have basketball players too.
He opened up that market.
He really did. So there's that aspect where I'm just like, I will always remember Yao Ming. But at the same time, I will always remember Shaq and Kobe. I will always remember how dynamic Allen Iverson was and how exciting he was to watch. But going to who's the most memorable, probably Shaquille O'Neal with what he did at LSU and then what he just continued to do.
So I think this is very interesting because I got to watch a little bit of the ceremonies last night. And this is probably one of the best Hall of Fame Hall of Fame ceremonies in a while, because you got three of the top 25 talents going into the Hall of Fame. It's debatable, but
I don't know if I put Yao Ming in the top 25 talent.
He didn't play long enough. Injuries sidelined him, but he was still an 8-time All-Star in like 9-10 years.
He still deserves the credit.
But to look at it this way, each guy you can make an argument for most memorable, because you got AI, probably the best.
Oh, I would take AI in his prime over just about anybody,
because
minus Jordan.
You got
and
AI,
Kobe,
who's probably the best combo guard ever.
Oh, without,
the best,
yeah,
pound without for pound doubt, basketball player.
Yes.
And honestly, if Shaquille O'Neal had the mindset of AI, Shaq would be the best player in the
easily
in the history of the NBA, because this guy was relentless. AI, that step over. Oh my gosh, that's one of the most memorable postseason plays in the last 25 years, especially in my lifetime. I loved watching that. So you got AI, who you can make a case for as the best guard and the best guy under 6 feet for sure.
And then you've got two of the best centers.
And then you got
in the game.
Shaq.
True centers.
Shaq probably has the most gifted talent of any NBA player ever.
And how that's he went to LSU for basketball. Still
he was very
me.
Because coming out of high school,
yeah,
he only played a few years,
yeah,
of basketball, and they really made him into a player. But you got Shaq, then you got Yao, who opened up the global market.
He did.
Who's probably the most globally known basketball player, especially in that Asian market, which brought that a lot of millions and millions of fans over from that market. So I would probably go with Shaq as the most memorable,
yeah,
because
I think we're all in agreement that Shaq probably
but those other two are no slouches.
Yeah, they're no slouches.
All right, Marshawn Lynch could come out of retirement.
Beast mode.
Skittles sales are going to go up. I know that if he does. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think he'll come back. I think he's enjoying what he's doing right now, and if he's toying with the idea of coming back.
Does anybody know if he's spoken since he retired from the NFL?
He's not here to get fined anymore.
He's done a couple commercials.
But you look at what he's doing, and you have to remember, Peyton Manning said it best. If there's any question, yes, he's going to miss the NFL. So Marshawn clearly misses playing, and now that he's seeing all his buddies play, he's got to have that same feeling. But I think he doesn't want to have to deal with it again.
You always sense from him that he never really loved playing in the NFL. You know, he loved football, but he didn't like the media. He didn't
really
like the limelight.
He was in his
so
prime.
If he's smart with his money,
he's extremely smart.
Yeah,
he didn't spend any of his
stuff. If he's smart with his money and he continues to be smart with his money, then I don't think he's coming back. The only reason he would come back is if he needs the money.
Yeah, he was in charge of a lot of the Seahawks' money. Like, a lot of the Seahawks players came to him for money advice because he didn't spend any of his endorsement money.